This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Nicole Bowman.
More than 602,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 14.3 million confirmed cases worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. and more than 2 million in Brazil, the two countries making up more than a third of the entire world's infections. Following in the number of infections are India, Russia, and South Africa. The deadly coronavirus is spreading out of control in Hong Kong, with a record 100 new cases confirmed. That's according to Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam Sunday, as she tightened social distancing measures to tackle a sudden surge. Hong Kong was one of the first places struck by the virus when it emerged from central China late last year, but the city had impressive success in tackling the disease, all but ending local transmissions by late June. However, inspections have spiked once more, and doctors fear the new outbreak is spreading undetected in the crowded territory of 7.5 million people. Lam said Sunday that more than 500 infections had been confirmed in the last 2 weeks, almost a third of the nearly 1,800 cases in Hong Kong since the outbreak started. Sumo began a new tournament in front of a live audience Sunday, despite a steady rise in coronavirus infections, with fans voicing both joy and concern about watching the Japanese wrestlers during the pandemic. The tournament runs through August 2nd at the main Sumo Arena in Tokyo. It comes a week after Japanese baseball and football opened stadiums to spectators. Only 2,500 fans were allowed inside the 11,000-plus seat stadium. Unlike in normal times, when seats are sold out, fans were asked to refrain from cheering and stick to applause instead. They also had to wear masks, sanitize their hands, and keep distance from others. This is VOA News. An EU summit to agree on a huge coronavirus economic rescue package could collapse without a deal, German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned on Sunday, as bickering leaders began a third day of talks. The 27 leaders have argued for 2 days over the scale and rules for the package, with the Netherlands leading a band of frugal allies in demanding lower budgets and tougher conditions for handouts. Arriving for what she said was probably the decisive day of the summit, Merkel said there were still many divisions among the leaders. They're trying to approve a plan that could quickly send EU cash to countries hit the hardest by the coronavirus, most notably Spain and Italy. Underlying concern over the aid is the reputation of Spain and Italy for lax public spending in the minds of voters in Northern Europe. An Israeli court will start hearing evidence in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial in January. This was the ruling Sunday of the judge presiding over his case. Netanyahu has denied charges against him of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. The first hearing in the case was on May 24th, and the second session was held Sunday without Netanyahu in attendance. A transcript obtained by AFP outlines a timetable for the trial, and it also stipulates that Netanyahu must enter a plea in writing by October 18th. The trial is being held in the Jerusalem court. Media restrictions are in place due to coronavirus precautions. At the opening of the trial in May, Netanyahu asked for proceedings to be carried live on television, but cameras were banned from Sunday's session. The charges against him are that he accepted improper gifts and tried to illegally trade favors with media moguls in exchange for positive coverage. He's the first prime minister in Israeli history to be indicted while in office. U.S. President Donald Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have tried to make it clear, given the chance, they would push through a Supreme Court nominee should a vacancy occur before Election Day. The issue has taken on new immediacy with the disclosure Friday that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is receiving chemotherapy for a recurrence of cancer after 4 earlier bouts with the disease. The 87-year-old liberal, who apologized in 2016 for her pointed public criticism of Mr. Trump during his first campaign, says she has no plans to retire. The development has focused even more on what's at stake this election, with the winner in the position to help shape the trajectory of the court for years to come. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.